Hey, thanks for dropping by. This is Michael Kerr, and you are listening to Humor at Work. To help keep its core culture alive and kicking, the company Reverb holds rather unconventional all-employee meetings each Thursday. I love this idea. They are stand-up meetings, like the daily team huddles I'm always encouraging you to do, with all 200 employees from Reverb crammed into a room in a large circle. 3 to 4 employees then randomly jump into the middle of the circle to speak on any topic they wish. Topics have ranged from taekwondo to meditation to improv comedy, and every presentation ends with a piece of practical advice that employees can apply to their work life. Reverb's culture was built on a foundation of transparency and learning, so they find these meetings are not only fun and inspiring, but they are yet one more way to give employees a voice, coupled with a chance to learn something new about each other. If you don't want to try this as a stand-up meeting, at least give it a whirl in your regular team meetings. Include an open mic section on your agenda for people to talk about any inspiring, uplifting topic they wish. Great idea. And now my fun at work tip. Okay, so this might be a little too wacky for some of you out there, but why not give it a try? This idea was suggested by one of my Humor at Work subscribers to the print version of this podcast. It's a game you might have seen referenced on social media called the Shatner Game, based on William Shatner's often over-the-top portrayal of the legendary Star Trek Captain James T. Kirk. Whenever someone randomly yells Shatner at you, you must dramatically overact whatever you are currently doing. Now, to contain the craziness, you may want to just limit this to a Friday theme day, or maybe even a half day to keep your sanity, or just to one particular team meeting. But give it a try. Shatner, I love it. And the quote of the week from Brian Christofek, president and CEO of Upshot: being a great place to work is the difference between being a good company and a great company. And I couldn't agree more. If you don't have a great place to work, how can you call yourself a great company? And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section on my website, www.humoratwork.com, I have posted the February theme days. So cruise over there to have a look and have some fun applying these to your workplace somehow. February is, by the way, also official Chocolate Lovers Month and Spunky Old Broads Month. And it includes, here's just a few of my favorite theme days. February 1st is Spunky Old Broads Day. The 2nd is Working Naked Day. A good one for those of you who work at home, I think. The 5th is Shower with a Friend Day. The 8th is Laugh and Get Rich Day. The 13th is Get a Different Name Day. The 15th is Annoy Your Boss Day. Let me know how that one goes. The 20th, Love Your Pet Day. The 23rd, Curling is Cool Day. 24th, International Sword Swallowers Day. Yes, there's a day for everybody. And the 26th is Cupcake Day. So as I say, cruise on over to humoratwork.com for the entire list. And as always, keep putting humor to work for less stress and more success.